you really get a lease on life. And this morning, by y'all saying cash, I mean, and then you're going right to Rick Grenal. Man, y'all don't understand, them two people by themselves, I believe it could be the hope that we all look for. But then to even put him in play and Rick Grenal to come out, because I'm telling you, Rudy Giuliani sucks. And I don't know why he would have him leading the way when you got Rick Grenal in your back pocket. But supposedly he has put in Las Vegas. He did let Rick stick his head out a little bit last week. So that means he's about to put him in play. And when he puts that man in play, that you know him, this man ain't no stopping him. I mean, that's a bulldog, and that's what you gotta have. And Giuliani has been sitting on way too much information for way too long to even think that he's on the Trump team. If anybody thinks that, they're mistaken again, because he is the reason that a lot of stuff was never turned over, and the reason we're still talking about some of this stuff, because he sat on it. I mean, for so long, and then they gave him the opportunity here to release it here lately, but I mean, it's too late now. What can you do with it, you know, a month before the election? I mean, it's too late to turn in that stuff out. So for them two names to come up, people, some big things about to start happening. And Rick's name, I hope he puts him on the front line, because he can articulate what people need to hear, exactly what's going on, and he can do it across the board. And if they hate on him because of this, like you do, you know what I mean? You don't play, you play for your side of the team. If they hate on him because of that, I'll burn the country down myself, because if that's the only reason that they ain't never put him at the front of the line.
Gay.
Grenal
is gay, yeah.
Yeah, he's a traitor to his sexuality or some stupid crap like that.
Yeah, that's the reason the Republicans are dragging their feet, or if everybody giving Trump grief about putting him in the lead, then we all going to have problems.
Well, Randall, appreciate the call. We're out of time here, man. So.
Hey, take care, Randall. See you, brother.
272-9228. Second hour of News and Views coming up after this break.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's Veterans Day to thank and honor those who've served in our nation's armed forces. It'll be the first time in a while we see President Trump at an official event.
The president will mark the occasion at Arlington National Cemetery at 11 a.m. along with his vice president and their spouses. It will be the president's first public appearance since the election, which he still disputes, sounding off in a tweet, "People will not accept this rigged election."
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Hurricane Eta is on track to hit Florida again.
Eta is again a hurricane, though it's expected to weaken a bit before hitting the west coast of Florida, probably north of Tampa Bay late tonight or early tomorrow, though Eta's winds are already impacting Florida's lower Gulf Coast. In some spots, forecasters think Eta could drop 20 inches of rain.
Fox's Evan Brown. The storm hit the Florida Keys Sunday night, flooding parts of South Florida before moving out over the Gulf of Mexico. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had some positive changes in the forecast in the last 24 hours. This front that is moving through the state today, bringing a good chance of showers and thunderstorms. Another very warm day, high around 82. The showers and storms continue into the evening hours tonight before ending low 68. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, clearing later, big improvement, high around 80. And this is the front that will be the steering mechanism that will guide Ada away from us and into Florida. Good news. For us, anyway. Friday is a nice day with a high in the mid-70s, and the weekend looks great. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I've heard from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad, got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
Sinclair's offers takeout if you need to grab and go, and you can also have Sinclair's delivered through the Grubhub delivery app.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This hour, News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie.
Hey.
How you doing?
Dern.
Could you not say hey to me like that?
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sounded like Flanders.
How you doing over there?
Especially that stash, or like Ralph Flanders.
Oh, dude, hey. You're kidding about the Flanders stash.
Yeah.
I can see that now.
Right.
Last night I did comb it a little bit. Susanna said she wished she had her old Barbie doll so she could give me one of the combs from the Barbie doll.
Now, anyway, this question, do you remember this question from the first debate?
Right.
It was asked of Joe Biden. Not that it means anything, but here's a question from old Chrissy Wallace.
All right.
Will you urge your supporters to stay calm while the vote is counted? And will you pledge not to declare victory until the election is independently certified?
To which I do kind of remember a little bit of that.
To which Joe Biden said very briefly, yes.
Oh. As if, who are you to ask me such a silly question?
Well, and you said you were comparing the election results to American Idol. Well, just like American Idol, it seems the producers of network TV actually make the decision.
I kind of really believe that more than ever now, Joey.
272-9228. Let's go to David, who's been very patient. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning. I watched the Election Day news. I have not looked at the news since Election Day. I do have a couple of questions. Number one, do we control the Senate?
Right now, the count officially is 50 to 48 Republicans. It looks like there may be two runoffs in Georgia, one for David Perdue and one for Loeffner. So it will come down to these runoff elections in Georgia. It is possible, if they do hold a recount in Georgia, that Perdue won't need a runoff and he'll just win it outright. But right now, it's 50-48.
Okay, well, let's just say, for sake of conversation, that we lost the Senate. My question is, if we do not have the presidency, if we don't have the Senate and the House or the media, sir, where do we go for the truth?
Where do you go for the truth?
Yeah, where do we go to hear the truth? Because it's not coming over the TV.
Well, I would actually turn to your history books. I would turn to, you can turn to the news, but just you have to read between the lines, so to speak. Just don't believe what the people on the TV tell you as gospel. I mean, you have to do your own research, essentially, is the short but difficult answer.
Okay, so Google and all those places, they're not controlling what you're able to do.
They're trying to.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just how confident were you that the Republicans were going to win this election?
As for the presidential race, I said it was a coin flip, 50-50. Man, it was pretty darn close.
Pretty close, Joey.
So,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
272-9228. Jack, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
Where do you go for the truth, Jack?
Truth will set you free if you can find it.
Mm-hmm.
If you can find it.
Let's go to the phones and talk to... Oh, it's Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet.
Right.
Hey, Ray. Sorry for being late today, but we're a little backed up.
No, I've been busy. I just looked up and realized what time it was. Hey, I tell you where you go to get the truth. Every time. It'll never lie to you.
Tell us, Ray.
The Bible.
That's right.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's the easy answer. The Bible. Everybody else, we're all lying to you. It's in our sin nature. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. That's what happened when Eve and Adam ate the apple. We were all spunk from there.
Mm.
But that was just my two cents. Now, if you need a floor, we will do our best not to lie to you. We're going to come in, and I'm going to be... I just tell you how it is. I'm going to tell you all the downsides to our product because everybody else is telling you all the upsides to the product. I want you to know what the floor is going to do because there is not a floor out there that won't crack. Diamonds will scratch. Everybody said, oh, these floors are waterproof. They'll take a flood. No, they won't. They will not take a flood, guys. They are waterproof where if you overmop them, if a dog does something that it shouldn't do, you spill a drink on it, they don't tell you, you're fine. You walk into where it's a flood running out the front door, the floor's gone. And that's why we're going to handle you when you come into the office. We're going to tell you what these products are going to do and what they won't do. Because that's really what you want at the end of the day, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
As much information as possible to make the right decision. Good product and at the right price.
All right. Well, if y'all need a floor, call us 285-8117.
Again, folks, that number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117, 285-8117. When you call them, be sure to tell the fine folks at Prattville Carpet you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Hey, y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray. And, Joey, we just used Ray and his wonderful outfit on one of our houses in Millbrook.
Yeah.
The guys came in, knocked it out, I think, in less than a day. And, man, they did an absolute great job. They helped my client pick out the right color and the right type of flooring and carpet they needed and made a world of difference in that house. And I told Ray off air how much I appreciate it. And I can honestly say I've used his services, and I'm very happy with it.
There you go. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. It is a very cloudy day, but it is a great day to be upright and walking.
Yes.
with all that said, you brought on this controversy about what Biden said during the first debate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's been 6 or 8 weeks ago now. So if you expect him to remember that, you probably need to remind him of that.
Mostly they don't care. I mean, they lie. It's politics. They don't care.
Well, that's what I was just fixing to say. You know how to tell if a politician's lying?
Lips are moving.
If his lips is moving, he's probably telling a lie about something.
Mm-hmm. And I can hear folks out there, Bill, but Trump lies.
And?
Okay.
And?
But yeah, politics.
He is one of the few presidents that you can say is really not a politician. What other office has he held? Other than maybe CEO.
Right.
So, I kind of, you know, Trump is a very unique individual. And it's solely because of what I just said. What other political office has he ever held? And yet, he aspired to the presidency of the United States. And I saw a thing the other day where Mr. Biden was saying that his actions after the election are not going to bode well for his legacy. I beg to differ. I don't think there'll be another politician who, if you look at his record, honestly, of what he ran his first campaign on and what he accomplished, I'm not sure of another president that you could compare him to.
Yeah, and none other comes to mind. I mean, Trump really is a unique personality. And, and it's also because he was such a unique personality that you can almost see through him. It's the old joke I always say that he's a BSer, but he's at least honest about his BSing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did see on the news this morning where they had a little blurb that I believe the Secretary of State in Georgia made the comment that they had found no discrepancies in votes.
Right.
And I thought that was rather unique that he could say that so quickly. Because I really don't have much doubt in the live vote, the people that walked in and cast a ballot.
Right.
Because I'm assuming Georgia runs their elections pretty similar to the way Alabama does. I don't know that, but I'm assuming that. But where I would have questions would be on the absentee and the mail-in. And I would think it would take probably weeks to go through those, not hours and not days.
Well, we'll see. I mean, he keeps hinting at a recount, and that's what's a little frustrating right now is we're in a holding pattern. I mean, just yesterday, Kayleigh McEnany's like, these lawsuits are going to really make it in court by, you know, a week or two. And it's like, okay, y'all need to hurry up, though.
Well, we have till the middle of December before the election has to be certified.
Right.
So I would be surprised if we have word back before then. We may, but only probably if some of the court cases are short-sighted or thrown out. And I'm curious as to why he's only doing Georgia, because I would think Pennsylvania and Arizona would be two big targets.
Right.
Because I think, is it Arizona? He was only behind 30,000 votes?
I believe so, yes.
So if you have, you know, if you find 10,000 votes that were accounted Biden that are actually Trump's, you got a 20,000 vote swing there. And if very many people voted by mail-in ballots, then, you know, I would say that would be the easiest race to contest. But I'm I'm on the outside looking in.
And we all are at this point, unless you are an actual poll watcher and you're filling out an affidavit yourself or you're in on the Trump legal team and strategy. Mm-hmm. Most of us, like I've been saying for the last few days, are spectators, and that's what... It's why I'm saying they need to hurry up, because they're, I think, going to lose their audience just as Fox News is losing theirs.
Boy, they're losing it.
Yeah, well, and there was a gentleman who came on a while ago and said, where do you find the truth? You know, I think you find the truth by listening to several outlets and understanding what game they're playing. I have really found Newsmax to be pretty interesting right now. They seem to be one of the few outlets that seem to be sticking with Trump.
Absolutely. And, I mean, we'll see. And that's why I said to David, you got to do your own research. And don't just read contemporaneous stuff. You know, read some history, as Ray Ball said. Read the Bible. You know, get yourself a good grounding and as much expertise in anything you're interested in, and that'll help you in this situation. And, I mean, that's the way the truth is found in, let's say, these court cases. If there is something going on, say, with computer software and algorithms, it's going to take people who are experts in those fields to prove that case, along with people who are experts in the law. The truth is not just something that walks up and, well, sometimes it does bite you on the backside. Mm-hmm. If you're not really paying attention. But it's not something that you can just consume like a microwave burrito, Eddie. The truth is something you got to work for. It's a never simple.
You have to look for it, because it's not going to chase you down and jump on you.
Right.
Y'all have a good day. It's been great talking with you.
Thank you, Bill. 272-9228. Yeah, I was just saying, Jack, and I wonder what your thoughts are. The Trump campaign is still making a lot of noise. Kayleigh McEnany is still making the right noises. But if they don't have a win in court here soon, they're going to start losing, I think, their audience. Not the love for the president himself, but I think love for a cause. People don't like to be on a lost cause.
True.
Very true.
I think Newsmax probably got it going on right now. You know, Fox has lost a lot of its audience.
Right.
And for good reason. I think they've been, suspending Judge Jeanine, what Cavuto did to McEnany last week. Maybe it was the beginning of this week. I don't remember. But
it was, yeah.
You know, that was very disrespectful.
And what he did is that McEnany was laying out the case the Trump campaign is going to present, and Cavuto cut her off, cut the feed off, and said, or these are unfounded claims. It's like, okay. All right, Neil.
Yeah. That was really rude.
So we'll see where it goes. And, folks, you can find alternatives. They've been out there for a while. You've got, you know, the Daily Wire, the Blaze. There are several Newsmax. There are several places that you can go, and they're trying to start to compete in the space. But this has been a long-time problem for conservatives and Republicans, but... more conservatives. I mean, let's think about, you know, we've done this history a little bit. When's the first real conservative voice is when you start to get talk radio like we're doing here. And then you got a little bit of Fox News. But if you think of the golden age of the Fox News lineup, it wasn't a bunch of conservatives. Maybe some people who were common sense, but Bill O'Reilly was not a card-carrying Republican or conservative by any means, at least. I mean, when you look at Brett Baer and Chris Wallace, they've been there forever. It's not like, it's always been conservative time all the time. So you've got an uphill battle, and you've got a dominant cultural media that is culturally left, whether they're controlling entertainment or the news business. And it's always been an uphill battle. It's what made Trump's victory in 2016 so, well, shocking and surprising, and much to the joy of many conservatives out there. So we shall see. And another interesting thing going on is people are jumping off of traditional social media, or so they're claiming, and saying they're jumping onto Parler. You did that, Eddie?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I've been on Parler actually for a few months before this. You can look me up at Joey RC.
When I went on there, I went looking for you, and you'd been there laying in the grass for a few months now.
Yeah, just laying back.
But to be honest, I've gone on there, but I told somebody the other day, I don't know why I'm on there. I'm kind of lost. Don't know what's going on. And
sure, but the most interesting thing I've seen is people mocking that. And it's like, I mean, the back and forth is just, I've noticed this in the last few weeks, and this I knew this would happen. It happens every election cycle, is how petty and divisive things have become, especially folks who I know for a fact, I'm not going to name them, but folks I know in my own personal life who for a fact are not political people, don't know that much about politics. All of a sudden, they've become like Rhodes Scholars in the subject, and they have an opinion about everything. And I'm not saying I'm some Rhodes Scholar, but my God, it's amazing what emotion can make you believe how competent you are. I prove it every day. 272.
Well, I am a Rhodes Scholar.
Yeah? I didn't know
that. Yeah, the University of Alabama told me to hit the road a couple of times.
That's kind of what I thought. Rhodes
but I got
scholar.
Through.
272.
The Secretary of State in Georgia has ordered a hand recount.
He did.
Finally did.
Yes.
Good. Okay, there you go.
Good. Yeah.
Good to have that. We get that quick of a turnaround.
Right.
It's almost like a sitcom in 30 minutes.
Well, I hate to say it, though. They might have heard us talking, because you know who listens.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Just saying, guys.
272-9228. Got to hit a quick break here. Flower Child, hold your position. Hold your position.
How you doing, Flower Child?
This.
When we do come back, I'd like to talk about MPS a little bit more.
Montgomery Public Schools?
Yes.
Why? You had a kid
there's
there?
A story. No, because I'm paying for their education.
That's a good answer, Eddie Bader. You're looking good these days. I think I'm coming around to that growth.
Do not get used to this show.
No, I am. If you cut it off, it's going to be like losing a friend.
I'll put it in the bag.
That's why I keep talking about it. Actually, don't do that. That's disgusting. Ugh. That's folks, right. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. If you're looking to repaint the bedroom or the kitchen, maybe that front porch, back porch, the interior or exterior of your home, whether it's a do-it-yourself project or you're contracting out the job, be sure to pick up your paint and stain supplies there at New Look Decorating Center. Benjamin Moore Retailer, it's your local choice, located there at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see the little strip center, Benjamin Moore New Look Decorating Center. Stop by there today and say hi to the owner, Brian Carr, or the manager, Brett Lanham. They're both paint specialists, and they can give you that inspiration and then make that inspiration a reality, especially you do-it-yourselfers. If you're going room by room, you know, doing the job piecemeal, it's great to go with folks you can trust, folks who remember your name, keep your information on file, and make sure you have continuity throughout the home. That's really where their expertise and expert eyes come into play. That number for New Look Decorating Center, 271-0007, 271-0007. Or again, stop by the showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating Center, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey, he's Jack.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Eddie in the house. We'll be right back.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey everyone, it's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and New Year's resolutions are coming up. If you have been trying to find a gym in your area, you want to get back in shape, you want to get stronger, WP Fitness is your place to do it. And I know me personally, it's very important to find a coach with a lot of experience and really knows what he's doing. So I want to introduce you to Al Tacoin, owner of WP Fitness.
So the five things that you're looking for in a coach: your coach must have been there, done that. Find a coach who shares your morals and ethics. The coach must deliver no hands barriered accountability. You must have good rapport with your coach, and you must check your coach's references.
Absolutely, and Alex has all of that and more. Not just him, though. The other coaches at WP Fitness all have these qualities, which is so important, and it's definitely a place that you're going to want to work into your daily routine. Alex, how can people find you?
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook, WP Alabama, or online, WPAlabama.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
One of my favorite places to go for great barbecue is in Millbrook, and now the dining room is back open. Smokehouse, Pit, Barbecue. Smokehouse has been part of the River Region since 1990. Everything on their menu is from the original recipes and made from scratch. Hickory smoked pulled pork, smoked chicken, turkey, ribs, and I just love their wings, smoked and flash fried and so good. 6 barbecue sauces, 11 wing sauces. Wednesdays, all you can eat wings for $12.95, and Friday nights with live music, no cover, from 6 to 9. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook. My absolute favorite for Hickory Smoke Barbecue. Will be yours, too. Dine-in pickup and catering at 517-4949. Tuesday through Thursday, 11 till 8. Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9.
Wednesday is all-you-can-eat wings, $12.95. And $2 Bud Lights, 5 till 9.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a 4-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. This hour, News and Views, second hour, always brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. Let's go right to the phones because she's been very patient. She held her position. Flower Child.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning. I understand. Well, first I want to say happy Veterans Day to our patriots that have given us America for 50, 60 years. I appreciate their service. And I understand you could, from Eddie, he could not open that parlor video.
The one she sent me yesterday, it kept saying error. But her and I were talking. It seemed like it was intentionally blocked at that point. The error was incredibly generic.
Well, I did send it to a friend in Arizona and Wyoming yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, probably, I know for sure the one in Wyoming after I sent it to you, so I will resend it.
Okay.
But I sent another video today that's, it's a long one, it's 58 minutes, and it's a little bit technical, but this, like, cyber guy explains how they flip the votes. They're calling them flipper votes, okay? And he showed in 2018, I guess, when they had the governor's race for Bashir and Bevins, I guess, where all the other down ballot people and Republicans won, but yet the Republican governor lost. And what it shows is it's a real sleight of hand. And say when Bevins, who lost, his vote count goes down by, say, 500 votes, and then Beshear's goes up by 500 votes. Well, that's a 1,000-point gain. Does that make sense?
Somewhat.
When one drops, you see, when one drops down 500, the other one goes up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what they showed in Michigan, that all of a sudden, 138,000 vote increase. So I don't know if that, I'd have to go back and look at that side again. But so when it goes down, Joe Biden goes up 138, and Trump goes down 138. But this man explains exactly how they're doing it, and they are basically hacking into the system and doing this. So it's very interesting. I hope you will look at it. And Eddie, will you just, if you can't open it, will you let me know?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Of course.
Just send me a text. But it's just, and I don't know if all this running around by Kegley and Rona and all these.
That's what I was about to ask you about. What do you make of all the noise being made, yet it seems they keep coming up against judges that are like, yeah, this isn't material?
I just can't help but think that, if this guy knows about it from, documented from 2018, that I just think that the Cyber Command, the military, knows this, and at some point in time, the president's going to come out and show how all these illegal ballots were stolen. They're called ghosts and phantoms and this, that, and the other. Ghost people being like, say there's only two people living here in this house, and then they add six people living to this residence, okay? And the way the guy explains it is, imagine within 10 blocks of your house, somebody has a master key to all of those houses in 10 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, I just, to me, it's kind of like noise with them running around.
Right. That's how I've described it.
Yeah, me too.
You know, little, well, I won't say the word. It starts with P. Because, it's just, but I think he's going to have it. I do. And that's all I got to say is I hope you can watch it. You probably won't be watching it today and later on this evening, but it is just so fascinating. And this has been going on for years and years. And we've allowed them to cheat. And I think that, again, Trump let him walk in, rob the bank, and he's going to come back out and say, you're arrested. Because we all know that Biden didn't win it.
I'm just imagining that, closing scene of Point Break, not the remake. the parachute fight and all that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm just imagining, let's superimpose Trump's face and Biden's and have fun with the memes.
Yeah,
very
well,
good.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's no way that man won it,
anything's possible. It's what I keep telling folks.
He didn't win it.
Well, but I keep telling folks, y'all are bringing up all this fraud happened, and if it's shown, yeah, that's great. And
quit being a doubting Thomas, damn it. It did happen. You know what happened.
You know what? You're acting like the other side now. Have faith in this way. Have faith in that way. How about we just see how it plays out?
For 4 years, they kept saying Donald Trump was not the legitimate winner.
That's true.
By God, it's our turn.
Right. Right. And that's what I'm...
Hey,
I'm
flower child.
Yeah.
Again,
our child, are you? I just realized this morning I got your email, and now I know your real name.
I may have to come kill you, Jack.
Well, I wish you'd try. let me just say this: I will watch it when the show's over today. I just realized this morning that Joey had sent it to me. Yesterday, yeah. So
They make it a mess with it, but it comes out of Parler. And I know YouTube takes down anything like that.
And it's Steve Bannon Show, right? You can just look that up.
Yeah, it's Steve Bannon Show and General McInerney or something like that. And that one's only like 8 or 9 minutes long, you know. But basically, he's telling you the day before the election what they're going to do. And just like Sidney Powell was talking about the hammer and the scorecard and all this, that, and the other. And so I just think that we don't have – I'm not worried anymore. I was just really distraught at first. And then you just got to trust the plan.
Well, and, Flower Child, have you seen let's see, it's a woman in – I don't remember what state – I don't know that it's a woman, as a matter of fact, talking about witnessing the voter fraud. Oh, hell, I don't remember what state it was.
It didn't matter. They were all guilty.
Anyone. If I can get it, I'll send it to you. Now that I know your email address.
I try not to. My Gmail address is flowerchild, and I try not to take the other one, but sometimes I make a mistake.
Oh, you've made many mistakes lately.
I know. Well,
you're being sloppy, flowerchild.
I know.
Yes, you are, Melinda. I mean, flowerchild.
but anyway, just keep your chin up, guys. Like General Flynn says, you know, take a deep breath and hold the line that Trump's got this. And, we're going to have our country back, and we won't ever have any more bad elections. They keep talking about going to this blockchain thing, which totally loses me. Mm-hmm. But
I'll send you a video on blockchain.
Yeah, well...
Honestly, someone sent me one, and I was like you, Flower Child. I just couldn't grasp it. Somebody sent me a video that kind of Fisher-priced it down where I could understand it.
You know, the United Postal Service system has the patent on that.
No, I did not
know that. For the blockchain. Yeah.
I did not know that.
All right, guys. Well, anyway, it's Veterans Day, and we just need to think about them.
That's right.
Thank you, Flower Child.
See you later, Melinda.
So you're keeping your head up, your chin up, as Flower Child is recommending, Jack, and I'm the doubting Thomas over here.
I'm keeping my chins, plural, up. Yes, I am.
You're not that, what is the word, corpulent.
You've got more chins than a Chinese phone book.
No, not chins.
You got that right.
I mean, he looks good.
Picture me weighs 9 pounds. I had a three-way last night that I hadn't met yet.
272-9228. We do have to hit a break, Jack.
Somebody hit me with their car the other day when I was crossing the street. I said, why didn't you go around me? He said, I didn't think I had enough gas.
This part of the program, this hour, in fact, again, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Jack, is there a difference in mortgage companies?
There is a difference in mortgage lenders, by goodness.
And that's why you need to call Alabama Home Mortgage, because they're a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. They have the absolute lowest rates in town. Before you call some big bank or credit union, before you use some fancy pants app, no, go with a great local lender. Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams. She can help save you all sorts of money, bringing those rates lower with a refinance deal, saving you hundreds of dollars a month. Skip up to 2 payments once you refinance. That allows you to just relieve money stress, maybe get some other finances in order, or maybe you're trying to reinvest back into your property. Alabama Home Mortgage can help you out with all of that, especially you veterans. Veterans, take advantage of the EARL program, these VA home loans. Today is Veterans Day, so it's always a great reminder that you earn these benefits. There are many of these benefits out there for you, and Alabama Home Mortgage can work with you to make sure you get those VA benefits and really set yourself up. I mean, we're talking very, very low interest rates and hundreds of dollars worth of savings. And also, if you've been dreaming about buying your very own place, Alabama Home Mortgage, no better place to go to get you started on that first-time home buying process. So call them today, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Oh, so that guy who was trying to go around you took the long way home.
Yeah, Supertramp's Long Way Home.
Mm-hmm. That's a good name for you. It's a good nickname. Supertramp?
I could see that.
I wish.
Jack Supertramp Campbell.
I never was a tramp. I wasn't ever that lucky.
You sure are super, though, Jack.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Jeez. We'll be back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had some positive changes in the forecast in the last 24 hours. This front that is moving through the state today, bringing a good chance of showers and thunderstorms. Another very warm day, high around 82. The showers and storms continue into the evening hours tonight before ending low 68. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, clearing later, big improvement, high around 80. And this is the front that will be the steering mechanism that will guide Ada away from us and into Florida. Good news. For us, anyway. Friday is a nice day with a high in the mid-70s, and the weekend looks great. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota Equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. Some people holding out hope. I'm a little cynical, but I mean, I've never been cynical about politics, right, Eddie?
Yeah.
I mean, when I was doing the show at night, I was never cynical about this stuff.
Not at all.
No, like, and it's what I was trying to say earlier when Jack chastised me. Everybody's worried about folks not believing in the process and that, you know, allegations of fraud undermine democracy. No, actually, democracy, historically speaking, undermines democracy. Yes. Yeah, and if you just watch how elections work and why people vote, it undermines the whole belief in. I don't think to be a free person, I have to believe in this crap.
Well, let me ask you.
Because they lie about all sorts of things under the sun.
Let me ask you something about voting. And you'll be a real unique perspective on this. After the Montgomery County voted, Montgomery City voted to raise the taxes,
yeah.
I saw a lot of pushback on property owners that felt like people that don't own property should not be able to vote on raising property tax because they really have no skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've always been a person, I believe everybody should be able to vote, but I never thought of it that way. And what their point was, you're letting someone that has no skin in the game raise my taxes.
Yeah.
And what do you think about that, Joey? Being a young guy like you are.
It was a rule I imposed on myself.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about it. Now, there's all sorts of good reasons that you need to give people to vote on everything.
Right.
Because they do have skin in the game in the sense that they live here. Their kids go to school here. And that's what, I mean, you're getting to the level of state law and Supreme Court precedent in that regard. But, you know, when I went in there, I was a no because I didn't feel like it was my right personally it's just me imposing the rule on myself to raise taxes on people on property. So we'll see, but that passed overwhelmingly.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
And we'll see if it works. I have my doubts because that's me.
Well, it's in my nature. Something I want to talk about. WSFA ran a story where they basically got together with the superintendent, got together with the teachers and said, hey, you know, after the Thanksgiving holiday, let's plan on coming back to work. And there's a huge pushback by many a teacher saying no. And, you know, this debate came up a little bit before the vote, but then got squashed.
So self-important. Almost as self-important as talk show hosts.
No, not to that level.
That's just ridiculous.
And I don't know. I just kind of feel like, and what the story basically said is there are some people that are teaching virtually. And so not all the students will return. Some will, some won't. But they're wanting the teachers to return. And I'm just looking for some information. But why do teachers not want to return? What am I missing? How can you swear that you're giving these kids a great education via the internet? And if you can, if we are doing that, that's great. Then we don't need these buildings no more.
272-9228. Before we keep going here, let's go to John D. Hey, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey, John D.
And Joey, I love you, but let me caution you. I've been listening to your conversation with Jack. There are many of your listeners out there who, like me, are calorically challenged.
Mm-hmm.
And vertically challenged.
Well, I can relate to that.
So no more jokes about the weight, okay?
Wait, Jack was making jokes about himself, and now I'm getting blamed for it?
Well, you're right.
We do live in a democracy. That's how it works.
No, we don't, Joey.
Oh, you're right.
No, we don't live in a democracy. Right. We live in a republic.
or maybe an oligarchy.
Mm.
Illinois.
Yes, sir.
Think about Illinois. That's a metaphor for what's going on in this country in so many ways. Number one, their giant tax hike failed on Tuesday. Governor Fentz out there wanted to raise taxes.
John.
I'm sorry.
You need to put your mouth up to the phone because you're kind of fading in and out a little bit.
Okay.
There you go.
That's good. Right. That's good. Thank you.
Governor Fetso wanted to raise taxes by $4 billion to pay off the debt and then announced that he was only going to spend $100 million of the $4 billion to pay down the debt. So, thank you very much.
Oh, they've done this several times in Illinois. They have a tax increase justifying it by saying we're going to pay down the debt and then they spend it on something else. And so you need another tax increase to pay down the debt and so on and so forth.
Right. But guys, in 1960, they stole the election from Richard Nixon, and it hurt. But in 1968, the Republicans formed a group called Operation Eagle Eye, and they hired a bunch of ex-cops and retired FBI agents to go to the polls where they knew they were doing the mischief. And they had a good idea of where the votes were and where they were coming from. And on the morning after the election, Richard Daley released his votes and found out that he was about 26,000 short. And Richard Nixon won Illinois and was elected president. So I relate that story to say, don't think that we'll never win another election. Don't think they'll be able to cheat forever. Ever. They built a mousetrap, and all we have to do now is build a better mousetrap, right?
Exactly. I have a question for you, John. I think there were 9 states, maybe it wasn't that many, that did the mass mail out of ballots. Will that happen again? Because hopefully COVID will be at some point a thing of the past. Will we ever see this again where we do these mass mail outs of ballots?
Jack, they'll try to find a way to do it, and I think the only way, there may be a trade-off here. I think that we would be okay with mail-in ballots if you did them like Florida, and they all had to be returned before the election and counted the night of the election, and there was a way to audit each individual ballot. In other words, put some kind of barcode on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem that you have now. They're counting these ballots with no oversight. That's what troubles us. And Democrats will steal elections. They do it. My goodness, Jack, how many of you and I have seen over the last 30 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they'll do it. They'll just do it. But, hey, one final thing on Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a friend, Air Force Colonel here in town, Colonel Hank Fowler. He may listen to your show. That gentleman spent 6 years in the Hanoi Hilton, or maybe another prison camp, actually, the one they tried to raid, and they came up dry. But Hank Fowler was shot down, I want to say around Easter of 1967, spent 6 years while we were all here in the United States watching the Green Bay Packers win Super Bowls and listening to the Beach Boys. He was sitting in that cell. But he was sitting in that cell for us. And when he ejected from that plane, he suffered a grievous injury, I think, to his hip, maybe to his back. And they didn't give him any medical care. And to this day, he walks with that limp. But, Colonel, if you're listening, God bless you, my friend. And you sat in that prison for 6 years for all of us. And for that, we will always be grateful. So, guys, yes, happy Veterans Day.
Great story, John.
Thank you,
yes, John.
You know, I had the privilege of meeting actually two POWs who were at the Hanoi Hilton. One was Admiral Jeremiah Denton, mm-hmm. who served as a U.S. Senator from Alabama from 1981 to 1986. And also Sam Johnson from Plano, Texas. And they were both at the Hanoi Hilton with John McCain. I never met John McCain, but I met Admiral Denton and Colonel Sam Johnson, both great guys. So I feel very privileged to have met those two guys and talked to them.
There you go. Well, we have to hit our top of the hour break here on this Veterans Day. In the midst of a contested election with one, you know, candidate already claiming to be president-elect, we'll see where it goes. But happy Veterans Day. We'll be back after this top of the hour break.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Get the best prices with a once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet. Now through the end of the month, take advantage of the best deals on high-quality flooring for your home. Plus, receive 12-month interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free pre-measurement. Make your purchase and save big. It's that simple. It's the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Cobbs Ford Road.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-thru windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special